This is an ABC 10 News update.
I'm Jared Ahrens with this 10 News update. Tragedy at Petco Park after a mother and her 2-year-old son died when they fell from the 300 level at the stadium. Police say that's roughly 6 stories high. It happened just before Saturday's home game. As of right now, police are still working to find out if that fall was intentional or accidental, and also what happened in the moments leading up to the fall. They're asking witnesses to call the homicide unit or Crime Stoppers. Restaurant Week returns to San Diego today for the first time since before the pandemic. It runs all week long until next Sunday. About 100 restaurants are offering 3-course meals for lunch and dinner, ranging from $20 to $60. Restaurant owners hope this event will lure customers back to the table and maybe even entice some people to look for jobs in the business, because hiring has been difficult over the last year. The San Diego Police Department is working to get unwanted guns off the streets. Dozens of guns were turned into the department at a buyback event on Saturday. People who turned them in were awarded gift cards depending on the weapon. SDPD says these guns will be destroyed. They also say that violent crimes are up nearly 19%. Shootings are up 63% in the city since last year. People at the Butterfield Ranch RV park near Julian need to keep boiling their water this morning. The county issued the boil order yesterday after finding E. coli in the system. We spoke with the park supervisor, Kyle Newman. He says about 150 people are affected. Newman told ABC 10 News they use a well system and they test regularly. He says their tests show the water is safe right now, but county tests need to come back negative before the notice can be lifted. Vanessa is now here with our first look at weather. Vanessa?
Thanks, Jared. As we kick off the latter part of your week, and the marine layer is contributing to low-level clouds and cool conditions across our county, but that will taper off as we progress through the afternoon, making way for rounds of sunshine through the beaches and inland areas. We'll top out in the low 70s along the coast as we take a look ahead to the afternoon through the inland areas, close to 80 degrees, but most of us will be in the mid to upper 70s. Again, this will be the trend for the next several days as low pressure continues to dominate our region, but high pressure replaces that system as we look ahead to the latter part of your work week. We'll be back in the 80s in the valleys by Thursday. Jared.
For the latest news, weather, traffic, and everything else you need, go to 10news.com, or you can download our free 10 News app in your app store. For ABC 10 News, I'm Jared Ahrens.